In this bulletin, major party leaders asked about the national unemployment rate on the first official day of the election campaign. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warning that Russian troops are ramping up military aggression in eastern Ukraine. And in sport, British police working to establish if Cristiano Ronaldo committed an offence by knocking a mobile phone out of a supporter's hand. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. The first full day of the six-week election campaign is well underway, beginning with the leaders of the major parties announcing million-dollar funding pledges. Campaigning in Nowra, a regional town on the New South Wales south coast, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a $40 million election commitment to prioritise road upgrades that improve safety and address maintenance backlogs. And in Launceston, Tasmania, Labor leader Anthony Albanese announced $1.5 million in funding for better care of children with hearing loss. Mr. Morrison is targeting the seat of Gilmore, held by Labor with a margin of 2.6%, while Mr. Albanese looks to gain voters in the marginal seat of Bass. Mr. Albanese is pledging to increase real wages in his first term of government if successful, but failed to recall the Reserve Bank cash rate and national unemployment figures. Asked three times whether he could name the rate, the opposition leader dodged the question before incorrectly stating the unemployment figures.
What's the national unemployment rate?
National unemployment rate at the moment is, I think it's 5.4, I'm not sure what it is.
Immediately following, the Prime Minister was asked the same question by journalists at his first campaign stop.
Prime Minister, can you nominate the cash rate and the unemployment rate? Your opponent couldn't this morning.
Yeah, well, 0.1% is the cash rate. It's been there for some time. In addition to that, the unemployment rate, I'm happy to tell you, was 4% and is falling to a 50-year low.
Meanwhile, Scott Morrison has been forced to clarify what role Alan Tudge could take if the Coalition wins the next government. Despite the Prime Minister's statement from last month confirming Mr. Tudge was not seeking to resume his education portfolio, Mr. Morrison has today claimed nothing has changed. Alan Tudge stepped down from his role after allegations of physical and psychological abuse from his former staffer, claims he stringently denied.
Mr. Tudge elected to stand aside. He is still a minister. He has not resigned his commission, and nor has he been dismissed.
Bus services are running to a reduced timetable today as transport union members stop work for 24 hours as part of a pay dispute. The New South Wales Transport Department says it is working with private operators to ensure minimal disruption on the first day of the school holidays. Overseas, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warns that Russian troops are ramping up military aggression in eastern Ukraine. It follows reports that Russian troops are shelling targets in eastern Ukraine and firing rockets in Ukraine's Luhansk and Dnipropetrovsk regions on Sunday. Mr. Zelensky says Ukraine's defence is standing firm despite Russian troops moving to larger operations.
Another week Ukraine lives despite all Russia's efforts to destroy us. We defend ourselves, we hit back, we develop our relationships with our partners, we receive help. We ensure that the maximum attention of the world to our needs and influence the global debate, propose and promote new sanctions against Russia. We are doing everything we can to bring to justice every bastard who came to our land under the Russian flag and killed our people, who tortured our people, destroyed our cities, looted and tormented.
French President Emmanuel Macron will face far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen in a runoff for the French presidency after advancing in Sunday's first round of voting. Polling agency projections and a partial official vote count show Mr. Macron and Ms. Le Pen lead the election and will go head-to-head in the second round of voting on the 24th of April. Mr. Macron says he envisions a progressive France.
Je veux une France qui lutte.
I want a France that resolutely fights against Islamist separatism, but which, through secularism, allows everyone to believe or not to believe to exercise their religion, and not a France that prevents Muslims or Jews from eating as prescribed by their religion. This is not us. I want a France that brings progress for everyone, for our elders and for our young, for workers, for families, for women and especially single mothers, for the precarious.
Mr. Macron has accused Ms. Le Pen of pushing an extremist manifesto. She wants to reduce rights for Muslims by banning them from wearing headscarves in public and drastically reducing immigration from outside of Europe. And in sport, British police are reviewing CCTV footage to establish if Manchester United's Cristiano Ronaldo committed an offence by knocking a mobile phone out of a supporter's hand after his team's 1-0 loss at Everton. Social media footage shows Ronaldo appearing to swipe his hand towards the ground after he walked off the pitch and headed for the tunnel. Ronaldo has since apologised on Instagram for the outburst and invited the supporter to watch a game at the Old Trafford Football Stadium. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, clearing 21 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, a few showers, 18. Hobart, cloudy, 16 degrees. Canberra, possible showers developing, 25 degrees. Wollongong, a sunny day with a shower or two, 26. Sydney, possible late shower, 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 28. Brisbane, sunny, 29 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.